Chapter 4. Young Lovers Meet. One day, when Rosalind and Celia were walking in the forest, they came across the name Rosalind carved on several trees. It was a most curious sight. As they walked further, Rosalind noticed that poems were hanging from the trees as well. "No jewel is like Rosalind," said Rosalind, reading from a poem she found stuck to a tree. "Here is another," said Celia. There were poems addressed to Rosalind on all of the trees around them. "These really aren't very good," said Rosalind, reading another poem. "Whoever wrote them has quite a terrible style. But it is rather wonderful to have someone write my name in love." "Don't you wonder how your name should be hung and carved on these trees? Do you have any idea who did this?" "Is it a man?" "A man who wears a chain that you once wore," said Celia.
"Oh, do tell me who," replied Rosalind.
"Can it be true that you really don't know?" said Celia in disbelief. "Why, it is Orlando, the young man who defeated the Duke's wrestler. You gave him your chain, remember?"
"Orlando?" said Rosalind uncertainly.
"Orlando," repeated Celia firmly. "I saw him sitting under a tree." This threw Rosalind into a state of panic. Orlando was somewhere close by. Orlando! The very same Orlando she had been thinking of every day, ever since she saw him at the wrestling match. What should she do if she met Orlando while she was dressed in men's clothes? She couldn't let him know she was really a girl, and yet she wanted him to know she was right here in the forest. The situation arose much sooner than she would have liked, because at that moment Orlando came walking along. Rosalind immediately made up her mind to talk to him as a man. She would maintain her disguise and see what happened.
"Good day, sir," she shouted. "Tell me what time it is."
"I cannot. There is no clock in the forest," said Orlando. Orlando had no idea that this man in front of him was the fair Princess Rosalind. He did not recognize Ganymede as the young woman who had won his heart and whose name he had passed his whole time carving on the trees. Ganymede did not look like the woman about whom he wrote poems praising her beauty. However, the young shepherd seemed to be a pleasant young man, so Orlando stopped to talk further with him. He did, for a moment, think this man looked a little like his sweet Rosalind. But this was obviously a young man, not the beautiful princess who lived at the court. He dismissed the thought from his mind. Rosalind was pleased that Orlando had not seen through her disguise, so she decided to have a little fun.
"Did you know there's a young lover haunting our forest and spoiling our trees by carving Rosalind upon their barks? This young man is so in love, he even hangs poems on trees, all praising this same Rosalind. It's quite comical. If I could find this lover, I would give him some good advice that would soon cure him of his love," said Rosalind. Orlando admitted that he was the lover. He asked Rosalind to share her advice and help him overcome his trouble.
"It would be my pleasure," said Rosalind, enjoying herself. "Here is what you should do. Come every morning to the cottage where my sister Eliana and I live. I will pretend to be Rosalind, and you will pretend to court me. Speak to me exactly as you would speak to Rosalind if she were standing before you. Then I will reply and act in the way that ladies do when they talk to their lovers. You will feel so foolish and embarrassed that you will forget all about your love." Orlando was not convinced that this was going to help at all, yet he agreed to go to Rosalind's cottage every day. He still believed that he was talking to a young man named Ganymede, and he thought no harm could come of playing this game. And thus, every day, Orlando went to visit Rosalind and Celia in the shepherd's cottage they had bought, all the while believing them to be a brother and sister named Ganymede and Eliana. Every day, Orlando said everything he wanted to say to Rosalind. He told her how beautiful she was and how much he loved her. This activity came no closer to curing Orlando, but he thought it was harmless fun, never imagining that Ganymede was his dear Rosalind. In fact, he enjoyed the opportunity it gave him to say all the things he wished he really could say to Rosalind. And as she listened to the lovesick Orlando, Rosalind secretly enjoyed hearing all of Orlando's words of love. She wished she could let him know her true feelings and identity. However, she maintained her disguise and gave no hint of how she really felt. Instead, she teased and criticized his words. Celia watched Orlando and Rosalind play their little game. She was glad to see Rosalind happy, so she didn't remind her that they had not yet achieved their purpose in coming to the Forest of Arden, to find the Senior Duke, Rosalind's father.